Okay. Dress very formally today.
Sorry?
All the women are dressed very tzniut, right?
Today, a lot of tzniut. Absolutely.
So
you do remember that the Gemara said Kol B'Yisha Erva, because I'm going to just show the Gemara one more time. You know the Gemara by heart by now. I asked you to memorize it. It's a few lines. Gemara Masechta the Brachos, Sam Chav Dalet Amud Aleph. I would like to start with Shas Bavli. Let's stay over here. Kol b'ish erva shenema ki kol eif ori hu marech nova. Pasuk in Shir HaShir. Alright? Pasuk. Let's see what we have to offer. Start with Ashba. Watch. Also the Shema, catch this now. Afilu kol dibura. Whoa. Talk about the chumra of the year. You can't have a woman speak. That's what it says. Temim bekidush. Before she gemar, that find him out. Lish damar shlama liyalta. Send regards to your wife, Yalta. Abi hachem ashmul. Kol bisha erva. Can't do it. Hello. Let's not get carried away. Shalom Shalom Kiruv Hadas. Kiruv Hadas. Okay, about that? Kiruv Hadas. That's the issue. Kiruv Hadas, Kol B'Yisha Erev. Everyone with me so far?
Is he saying that those are the two, is he giving two examples, or is he saying these two are usher, this is what the Gemara is talking about, and this is why?
These are the two kiyams that are usher. It's called Sheila Shalom, right? Or Hashava Shalom. And because it's Kiryam Adas, otherwise it would be Mutter. You say hello, say the woman says the Super Bowl was 28-24, that's not Sheila Shalom, and that'd be Mutter. From a female sportscaster or something like that.
But, right. But I'm saying the Rashba saying these are two examples, like anything that's Kiryam Adas is usher.
That's another issue. We'll get to that ending of Kiryam Adas. We'll get to that. But you're talking about Kolisha. Specifically, Kolisha applies to Dibur. But only a dibur of Shela Shalom Rahashav Hashalom. As far as Kol of Shira, that's also no matter what. That's the Pashup Shah. Let's go back to see another Rishon. This is the Rashba. Let's see. Well, what happened? Why can't I go back to the Gemara? Tom.
You have to go back to the tab, earlier tab.
Okay. I wasted a tab, are you trying to tell me? Oh, come on. I can't afford tabs. I don't know. Yes, they got. I haven't learned my lesson yet. But gradually I'm learning. Where is the rush?
Rashi tells us. It's separate.
It's not here?
It's on the. You have to go on to the side.
Here?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, it's on this. So why is it not there? I don't get it, it's a difference, but okay. I am great with Bar Ilan. Fun rush. Okay, we've been here before. Let's see it again. Look, let's go with the basics. Stay over here, watch. Omer Shmuel, Kol B'Yish Erva, Shenemar, Ki Kol Eif Orev, Pirish, Lishmoa, V'lo Le'inyan Kriyashma. Even though it's found in Brachos Chavdal, it's all about Kriyashma, not this. Okay, what's going on? That's what it says over here in the rush. Is everyone agree with the rush? Absolutely not. See the Mordechai. Mm-hmm. be gone. Kol b'yish erva. Watch this now, looking carefully. Pirish avai gom. T'chol hani le'inyen kriyashma. Yeah. The opposite of what we saw in the Rosh. Kosev ha'lazim b'mitz, sefi yireyim. Hilkoch. Also loma dava shebekdusha, b'shmiyaz kol shir shalisha. Can't. It's a din in the first in the Gemara. Ubaba ono seinu. Bein ha'ov de'kochovim anu yoshvim. The ace last la shem eferet Torah secha. Hilkoch. Eino nu nizhore mililmod. B'shmiyaz kol shir noshim aramos. V'chein posik bahag. V'chein posik rach. K'divir rav haigo. The machlokas gedolim rishonim. Gedolim rishonim rach. Okay. Fine. Now, let's take a step backwards. Yes?
Is there a pick consistent with the other things mentioned in Brachos? Like, say, Rabbi Yishev, is that only also?
Oh, does that apply to Krishma?
Yeah.
Okay. What'd you say? What the last sentence you said?
Is there anything consistent with everything that's, like, even, then, even say Rabbi Yishev, but that'll only be there in Krishma?
You use the word only. That's a very difficult word, only. Only. Only? Did I use the word only? I don't think I use the word only. No. I believe it's the misread of the Mordechai. A terrible misread. There are people much greater than you and me, I think, misread it that way, than he has acted. What does it say over here? It says over here, Kol Hanil in Krishma. So Dov is reading like Psalm, we'll see soon. That the whole problem of Kol Ish is only about Krishma. No problem. What's the one that can make a big about Kol Ish? It's only about Krishma. I'll go to the opera. I just won't. I won't say Krishna now. I'll have a mara first. What's the problem? Now, there is a sefer which I don't know if you tell me again. Before I start looking for it, see if you get Mordechai the sefer Be'er Sheva on Bar Ilan. It's like the city Be'er Sheva. See if it exists. If it doesn't, I'm not going to touch it around with it.
It is an Achron.
Yes. Yes, and one of the early, we call them the early Achronim, but yes, in the category of Achronim.
Does the Rush also hold that it's by singing and not by general speaking? Because he never.
Yeah, the Rush didn't say it explicitly, but that's what we assume it's referring to singing. We'll see soon in Shulchan Aruch what it says, but let's go slow. It seems to me that the Iser of Kol Ish, as we saw earlier, is a problem of Kirav Adas. We saw that in the Rashba, in discussing his unique Chumrah of Kol Isha B'Dibur, but in my opinion, the same is true of Kol Isha B'Zemer, B'Shira. It's also what we call a Sharla of Kirav Adas. That's why it's prohibited. What's Kirav Adas mean? Lo Sikravu Legalos Erava. Now, Lo Sikravu Legalos Erava, we're discussing an upcoming Shira, what exactly means, but the Rambam, just take for example, has the following formulation. In Ilchos Yisurabiyya. Perek Chaf Aleph. Let's read the Rambam carefully together. Kol abo al ha'erva min harayis derech evorim o shechibek v'nishek derech tava v'nerenei v'kirav bosar v'reiz alokim min ha'torah shenema levilti ha'asos mechukosot o'evos v'nema lo sikru v'legal ha'erva kolomar lo sikru l'dvorim ha'mevir negili erva. Doesn't mean be a mamash. Halacha beis. Osa davar mechukos elu. Hamei uchoshet al harayis. But also l'adam likrots biyadav of viraglev ol lirmos be'ena of the achas min harayis ol dischok ima ol lahokal rosh v'afilu harich psalam shaleh ol lahabit biyof yosser. U'makim the miskavan of the mezeh makas mardus. Ha'bistakla yibetzuk tana shalisha. V'niskavan lehonas k'mish nistakla v'akam ha'torah. Vafilu lishmoa kol ha'erva oliros sara osur. I believe that the Rambam is lishitoso. Sara is applied even to a pnuya. According to the Rambam, Sara is like a makom hamechusa. Even a single girl has to cover her hair. It's like seeing the part of a body which shouldn't be seen. That's why it's osur. And lishmoa kol erva is also included in this category. Hearing a voice is like seeing part of a body that's supposed to be covered. Her voice is supposed to be quote-unquote covered. And all this seems to be part of general prohibition of Lof Sikrivu L'Gal HaZer, whether it be the Raisa level or the Rabbanan level, Makas Mardus. Okay? Adka. Seems to be Poshut, and this is the Pshat. Let's take a look at the Mishnah.
Wait, but do we not pass like the Rambam when with regard to Seir, like generally?
That's correct. With respect to Seir, we happen to not pass like the Rambam.
So he seems to tie the two together. So when you say that,
so we follow him, we don't follow with respect to the Rambam. That's all. No, sorry, not every Rambam is tied together. With respect to Rambam, not with respect to Seir. This is a unique sheet. Okay, there's a tremendous tumult. We'll get back to the details a little bit later on. The Magad Mish is trying to defend the Rambam against the Ramban. Okay? The Rambam says in Sefer Mitzvahs, okay? Shenimnanam is Aden v'achas mikol arayas afilu v'lo bir, kol chibuk v'nishik v'adom olam v'pulos ha-mamikim v'zima, leads to the bir. V'lomar yizbarach el kol sher v'sar lo sikvu l'gal ha-sar. Roshet Sifra, then about Elisha Ridas Tavasa Lo Sikra, the Tupsuka, right? It says she called Sher Basaro, and it says, if I need it again, Lo Sikra of the Gala Servasa. And the Yellow Shali Gala, Bia. Minaya Shlo Yikra, Tamalo Yikra, Lo Tikra, and the other Nida, Sheba Val Tikra, about the Gala. Man the Chola Raya, Shetame Val Tikra, about the Gala, Tamalo, Lo Sikra of the Gala, plural. Nezek Kosov Kanaramba, Shemchibek, Onishik, there is a Lokev, Kurd. The end of the Rabbeinu Shiyilka B'Kreva Ela B'Chai B'Kriis Ela B'Chai B'Mispezen K'suv M'Pashim Hem N'Kroa Ma'Rayis Ela B'Chai B'Lavin Yesh Hem B'Dvarim Elu Iser Ela B'Lo Malkus. The Rambam says elsewhere. Fine. It says in Shabbos of Gimel, yes, sir.
I've heard of some poskim saying that, what's it called, that like men are just not supposed to speak to women that much.
We'll get to that.
I don't know. It's like what I was asking is that like a more mouth-spirit?
It does say the Mishnah Omer, Al Tabra Sikh and Mishnah. You've heard it. You've learned to pick a house.
Yeah.
All right. So you know it already. We'll get to it. We'll try. I want to spend the rest of the week with Hashem discussing all the new Ramah comes that they came out already yet.
Yeah.
But that's for next week, the new Ramah comes. We still have a lot to cover on these very, very, very important topics. Very. These are everyday topics. Next week's shiur is a very nice shiur. It's very important. Yeah. I don't want to get about to give a comic attraction. Not a gift every single day. This is mamash every day. Okay. Shabbos Yudgimbal Osra Torah Le Kareva Shal Gili Arayis Bulvad. We don't pass it that way. Fine. So he's trying to... Okay. Watch this now. Ukfa Amru. B'yotz of Erosha Perua, Shuasim and Atorah. So that's Rabbeinu. The Halakha of Magad Mish is trying to prove that the Rambam is right, and this is directly our sugya. Rots of Yot Perua, Osim and Atorah. There are two ironies over here. Number one, according to the Truma Sedeshin, the Rambam holds that covering the hair is not Osim and Atorah. It's only Remes with Atorah. It's really what these are the Rabbanan. Remember that? That's the Truma Sedeshin. The Rambam, remember that? We said, he could, remember what the Rambam said, but go back to the Rambam, you'll see in a second. The Rambam, when he quotes his day, the very next halacha, what does he say? Go back to the Rambam. Quotes another one. What does Rambam say? Rambam said in this very same parak, for Yahalchu ben Osistrov, for Erosh, for Shuk, Achas Penuya, Dachas Eishin, for Shuk, for the Rambam. And then that was the next line, same halacha. That's what the Rabbanim. That's what the Purus Desh has. Lashon and the Rambam is the Rabbanim. Ironically, the Magad Mish is taking this din of Purus Rosh as a proof that the Rambam is right. The Lo Sikavu is an Issa Darais. But aside from, if you put that away, what kind of proof is that? It's also, assuming it's also like Rol Poston, assuming. It's also a Darais for a woman who's married to go with the hair uncovered. What is that to do? That's for the woman. We're talking about the man. The man shouldn't get close to the woman. So how do you know if it's true? The Lo Sikra of the Gala Sam is of the righteous because the woman has to to keep her hair covered minatara. Who cares? Lesson the Magen Avishai is learning that according to the Rambam, uncovering the hair for both Pnuyah and Shesish is asur minatara. And the reason it's asur minatara is because it's part of Lo Sikkurim. That'd be a big kiddush. Paras also issues this in detail, but the real Issa D'oraisa, if it exists, is Lo Sikkurim. For the woman to expose her hair and other parts of her body which are supposed to be covered, so that's a come on for someone to come be mezana with her. So it's a Lo Sikkurim. That's what the Rambam Magen Mishnah seems to be saying. But it's a very, very big kiddush. It's a very big kiddush in Magen Mishnah. I would never have said that way. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai, there's a rag that also is very, very important. Where's the riff? Is it here? Riff and Osa Caleb? That's before. Here it is. Okay, you're riffing on Sekelev. What happened over here? Where's what rock? I want the rock. So the rock exists in how many Masechtas? Not so many. On Pesachim. But now it's very hard to define what daf it is. And, you know what I mean? We can riff that. I guess you'd. This is a guess. I don't know where to write it. I know where it is in Shas. I don't know where. No, it's not by Zion. Hey. Okay, I guess we're again. We're getting close. Watch this. This is the famous sugya of Yehoram Bal Yavam. Af al gab d'lesi ele b'lav avod azara u'mamash kavod azara v'kulu lave d'lei amin Yehoram Bal Yavam. Chene rabon an amin amin chutz mi avod azara gili rayas shir azamin v'kulu lave b'gili arayas amin Yehoram Bal Yavam. It is not mamash. How you see in Sanhedrin that fine? Hey, Maisa Bodem Echad. Catch this now. It's an unbelievable story. Obsessed. Shenosan Eina Vishachas Vehela Liputimo. Omru Harofim. Eino Takona Chati Boyalo. You know what's going on, these crazy doctors? He's going to die unless he has beer with this woman. Omru Chacham Yavos. I'm not going to give it to these doctors. Let us all die. Yor Bayavim. Floti Boyalo. Oh, the doctors are now, it's like, you know, the hospitals, they're reducing their demand, the doctors now. The hospitals. Tavo, the fun of Aruma. All right, no beer, let us stand in front of him naked. That'll quiet him down, he'll survive. No, Yomus. Tavo, the fun of Aruma. Why Yomus? Why Yomus? It's called Abizrayu de Giliarais. Not Giliarais, Mamish. To saper imo achore hageder. They'll just talk from behind the fence. Okay, this is amazing now. Yomus! The owl. To saper imo achore hageder. Ubevade shidvor melein gilerais mamish. Ela sheova mehem alav lo sikavu legalas erva. Shulav begilio degilio arais. How do you like this? Incredible. But the Ran is really telling us a very big kiddush. This is exactly what's going on over here in the sugya of Yehoram Bal Yavam. It applies to Abizrayu as well. Okay, so writes the Ran. So writes the Ran. Fine. Now I'm all side. The Rambam. Watch this drama. So when the Rambam talks about particular prohibitions with respect to Kriya Shema, as we saw already by Riches last week, what did he say? Notice what's missing over here. There's no kol isha, right? Nothing. No kol, no, nothing. Tefach is here, right? Tefach begula. But the kol, the seir, presumably it's not a Kriya Shema, it's a violation in general. But over here, something is very interesting. That goes to Maimonides. Watch this. Pirush Avin Hananel, the kol, afal gav de ein nira la einayim. So what's the problem with Erebus? How can you bring kol to Erebus? Everything else is what you see. Hirur mia ika. It's distracting. V'cholehela l'lavka shem v'gilas l'golos. Ava b'sula v'gilas l'gilas tari l'chashim l'neka hirur. And watch this now. V'chein b'kol ha'rogil bo. What do those words mean? V'chein b'kol ha'rogil bo.
Speaking voice.
That's one try. Speaking voice, not a singing voice. Good. Let's assume that try for the moment. That's the... I think that's the best trap, the easiest trap, although we'll see that when it comes to that. Fine. It's interesting on both sides. This is a distraction, kol isha d'erva. And if one can somehow or other not be distracted, so then, you know, so maybe a different story. So we're in Rif, we know say Caleb. And going in brachas, I'm going to guess what page it is. Yeah, I'm sorry, yeah?
I don't understand the pashtas of chen, the kol hergilbo, especially...
Kol haragilbo.
Kol haragilbo, sorry. Especially when it's juxtaposed to shen gilas yigalos.
Exactly, that's the question. I was hoping you wouldn't ask that question. I was just happy that Joey said what he said. We'll have to get back to that, Bezer Shem.
Okay.
If we have a chance. Rabbeinu Yonah, watch this. Watch, we saw this already once before. It's the same way as you can't say Shema when there's a tefach exposed, tefach b'sherva. Ken ein lo likros b'shosh sheminagenes to kol b'sherva. Avo keneged poneo keneged melkom shen derech l'chasos o b'shosh shemidaberes kedarko. Speaking voice, mutter. Watch this now. She's singing. Whoa, two different things. You don't hear her, you don't pay attention to her. And I'm a dreg, you actually don't hear her at all. We spoke about that once, the case we spoke about this recently. Yeah. Pasha means your auditory nerve picks her up, but you don't pay any attention to her. Same thing applies. Look at this. Same thing applies. Shemagula tefa. Ena was like shemistakilba. Ava beria ba'alma mutter, which means that you don't pay attention. Your optical nerve sees, your auditory nerve hears, but your mind is not focused on it at all. You're thinking about what? Shema Yisrael Hashem again Hashem Echad. Your mamish, there's a tefa exposed, she's singing, it goes right over your head. Even though your auditory and optical nerves respectively take it in. That's Pashup Shot in the words of the Rabbeinu Yom. Amazing. Now, Be'er Sheva, was he on? Did you look at Be'er Sheva? Mordechai, you found the Be'er Sheva?
No.
Not okay. So, I almost wouldn't believe this. Be'er Sheva is one of the Gedolei Olam Mamish. And he's quoted over here in this beautiful Sefer. Es Tznuim Chochma. I'm now in Chelik Beitz, two Chalakim. You can look it up later on yourselves. It's on page Tov Mem Tes. Whoa, a lot of pages. Tov Mem Tes. The pages go straight from one volume to the other. Like the other one, Mishpat Sumer, they don't start with Aleph again. They just go, you know, it's a good start. Straight through. So here, Rabbi Osai, look what he says. He quotes a Paigon. We read Rabbi, we saw a Paigon already. So Rabbi Nion already. Now, the Dava Poshet, he writes, that Kol Isha, as a stockless Isha, the two are compared here in Rabbeinu Yonah, are prohibited at all times. At all times. However, the Be'er Sheva, I can't find you now, it tells you where to look it up. May get it from the library somewhere. Do one if you find it, get it me. Be'er Mayim Chayim Gimel. That's the source of Be'er Sheva. Understood that Rav Haigon, can I use the right word now? Only. This is only a problem by Krishna. This is impossible. How can it be? How can it be? It's against the Gemara. You saw the Gemara. Rashi quoted it. Nishba le mar shlomo li alta. What did he say? Kol b'sharva. You see, nothing to do with Krishna. So the Tzvei didn't call each other. Whoever heard Tzvei didn't. So therefore, the Be'er Sheva learned Pshat in Rav Haigon a certain way, said it's against the Gemara. You know what the answer is? He never meant it. Chas v'shalom. He never meant only. He never said only. He said it exists as a specific prohibition with respect to Krishna over and above the rest of the time. My nafkamina, like the Gemara has. Nafkamina l'ishto l'krishma. You're allowed to hear your wife singing all the time. But not to l'krishma. That's what Rav Haigon meant. They never meant to restrict it only to l'krishma. So, if I'm not mistaken, there was an article written in a certain memorial volume written in English, in which the author assumed the Be'er Sheva's pshat and Rav Haigon, but assumed it's repassing that way. The Be'er Sheva said it's pshat and it's wrong. I'm saying he never said it, but there's no one who said that he said it and it's right until it was printed there some years back in English. That we have no problem with Kol Isha where we come from. We follow Rav Haigon. It's only by Krishna, only. I think it's completely erroneous. The Be'er Sheva said Rav Haigon meant it, but he said it's erroneous. And I'm saying the Be'er Sheva and the Nias Dati is erroneous, but Rav Haigon never meant it. He meant it's also by Krishna. You're unique, it's by Krishna. It's not permitted for Ishto, for example. Or not permitted, we'll see later, other situations where it's permissible outside of Krishna. Yes?
I mean, that is the text, though, abruptly.
What's wrong?
Let's say Rav Haigon is saying.
I have no problem with that. What's wrong with the text?
It looks like when he wrote it, it looked like he was saying that.
Yeah. He never used the word only. He says it applies to Krishna, as opposed to those who say it nothing to do with Krishna. Which means, Nafkamina, for example, according to those who say you have to say Krishna over again. So it wouldn't apply over here. Or Ishto. It wouldn't apply. So we say, no, it's not true. It's a prohibition to hear called Ishto, even though it's permissible the rest of the time. But in fact, it is prohibited during Krishna. That's all it means. Not to tell you one thing. How could it even enter the Be'er Sheva's wildest dreams? That Rav Haigon, this great Gaon, would say that Kol Be'er is limited to only the Krishna. How can it be? Assuming that's because Lo Sikhu Lagalas Erva, what? Lo Sikhu Lagalas Erva is during Krishna? If I can't, we say Shema Yisrael, he's going to go for sin. Famous Gemara present the brachos, right? Person wants to sin. Oy vey, Yilma Torah. Didn't work. Gikwa Krishna. Right? So Krishna is going to stop you from sinning. What's he saying over here? Well, stick with the God of Seven, but only when you say Krishna. That's absurd. Here's the answer, Rabbi Osai. Be'er Sheva l'shitaso. Be'er Sheva l'shitaso, Rabbi Osai. Let's take a look for a minute in. Let's see where we are. Farsham and the Shulchan Aruch. Let's see. Okay, Avraham. It's creation. This is, should be on the Makoros, if I'm not mistaken. Simon INA. Okay, watch. Zemer Isha. Zemer Isha. Afilu Pinuya. Even a single woman. I mean, a single, what does a single woman mean? A single woman who's 20 years old, she's a nida. It's a difference, she's single, not nida. I mean, a single woman who's tahora. She's 10 years old. Maybe she's 60 years old. She went to the mikvah 5 years ago. She's became widowed since then, divorced. So I can find Kol Isha Penuya Tahora, one of two extremes. Before she got married, and before she starts having a period, or postmenopausal and single. That's what he says. We pass in this way. We pass in this way. Take a look at Mishnah Berurah. I'm going to get Mishnah Berurah. It should be simple to get Mishnah Berurah. Let's turn to Mishnah Berurah. That's a good point. Thank you, Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah. Let's Kriya Shema. Siman Ayin Hey. See what it says. Watch. Zener Isha. Afilu Pinuya. Avol Shalom Bishas Krishma Shari. It's permissible to hear, Mishnah Berurah says, the voice of a single woman, presumably not Nida. Shalom Bishas Krishma. Who said so? And that's never source. When it's one second, John. Shar Tzion. Who said so? Prima God. Look at those, says Be'er Sheva over here. Keep that in mind, Be'er Sheva. Let's take a look back where we came from. Yes, what's your question?
For a post-menopausal woman.
I'm sorry?
For a post-menopausal woman.
Yeah.
The whole concept of Nida, just like it's just over, like there's no...
Well, let's assume she was married. She went to the mikveh. She became widowed and divorced. Now she's the Isha from the Yotah.
Just
it's a description of reality. It's a reality. Okay? This is the psak. Watch the Mishnah Berurah going on. Avashalom is Krishna Shari if she's what? Achol Yechav and Lehonis Mizek and Eshel Yevon Lehiru. We'll see that later. Vizem Eshel Sish V'chein Kol Arayis the Olam Asa L'Shmoa V'chein Penuyah She Nida V'chol Arayisi U'Pesulos Didan Kula V'cheskas Nidus Hein Mishigila is my best. He turned 12 years old, approximately. Fine. Adka. Any questions so far? So this psak of Osai, that Kol Isha Penuya Tahora is Mutter, Mefurash and Mishnah Berurah, but it's not unanimously accepted. It's not unanimously accepted. Mishnah Berurah passes this way. That's a matter of machlokes. Take a look. Who argues on this Mishnah Berurah? So if you have the altar of poskim in Simen Chaf Aleph for both sides, Sif Katan Chaf Aleph. Easy to remember. Simen Chaf Aleph, Sif Katan Chaf Aleph. Here we go. Kol Penuya Tahora. Reb Shmuel says it's mutter. As opposed to those who disagree. Who disagrees? Be'er Sheva. Be'er Sheva disagrees. Rabbi Sai, what are they fighting about? Here's the fight! According to the Mishnah Berurah and the Bishmuel, the Easter of Sikkimul, the Galos, Erva! So therefore, they only limited the Easter of Kolisha to an Erva. But a Pnuya Tahora, they didn't answer it. It's prohibited to live with a Pnuya Tahora. Okay. I'm not being matter of Chas v'chalila chalila v'chas. But the level of Easter is lower. They never asked it. But if you hold like the Be'er Sheva, he holds the entire din of Kolisha has nothing to do with Lo Sikkim of the Galus Erva. It's a question of hearing, of his mind being distracted by thoughts which he shouldn't be thinking. That's the case. What's the difference if she is Penuya or Eshesish? It's a beautiful female voice. So I'm saying, so the Be'er Sheva, the Sheep Tosso, at the Isra of hearing, it's conceivable in his mind that's limited to Krishna. In other words, Krishna, we have to be focused on Hashem. Not think about other things. So maybe the only the Easter is only fixed by Krishna. If you all know single to God has ever, it's absurd to imagine even that anybody would say that this limit is not Krishna. Follow me. Be'er Sheva. If we don't follow the Be'er Sheva with respect to Penuya Torah, we're certainly not going to follow him with respect to Pshat that Rav Haigon never meant, in my view, namely that Kolish Rivutar in general outside of Krishna. Adkan, I wanted to point it out to you. Everyone follow me so far? Oh. A little bit further, I've also said this sugya. Of course, Rabbi Osai. I can't show you this, we don't have it, right? Madani Yanta, if you don't have it on the screen, bottom of the rush? No. I'll tell you about Peh. The Madani Yanta, if you look on that rush, we had Simon Lama Zayin's Os. Pay. He said the reason why they never asked the Kolisha with respect to Krishna is they were afraid it would be Mavatli from Krishna. He walked around the street with the women are singing all over the place. So never had to say Krishna. So the Mordechai said, Esas Lashem, Efer Torah Secha. We saw that, right? With Baba Hussein. And according to the other Rishonim, they never asked him in the first place for that reason. For that reason. Rabbi Osai Shiloh. To hear Kolisha, go to the opera. Are you over to the Raisa or the Rabbana? Where's Shulchan Aruch? Whoa, hold on a second. Where's Shulchan Aruch? Where is Shulchan Aruch? Shulchan Aruch?
Yeah.
Where is Sifrei Chayyadim? Let me add, this is a separate category. Sifrei Halacha a minute?
Yeah.
Where is that? Later? Earlier? I just passed quickly, I think. Hold on for a minute. Is it here? Achronim, let's see if we can find it. There's very little here, if I recall correctly.
The first one.
First one. Chayav. Nishmasod. Chayav. Yudav. Dalit?
Yeah.
Thank you. Watch. Watch. But nearly, even that goes, Maimon, who said, less than a temple is a problem, ain't nobody rabbonim. Lo mistaber klal, lomar, the mashu nikru erba minatora lacherim, lo ye erba lebaila, the mashna, ala karchum at the ain't nobody rabbonim isham hiru. Vine milsa de pshita, the seer of a coal after Amir Davi Erva, Haina Medirabonon, Shelomatsinu Bekra, Shenikwe Erva. Now the Kema, the Matsinu, Shudava Noi Bisha, as Rashi said in Brachas, Bechin Asu Chachamim, Vuadin Poros Mitefach. How do you like that? Chidish Nifla, Stirabonon. Rabbanon. Is that true? Is that true? I don't think that's necessarily true. It's true with respect to Kriya Shema. Yes. But as far as hearing the voice in general, I might think it would be a din d'oraisa. A din d'oraisa. I bring it a riot. I bring it a riot, so I'm telling you the truth. What does it say over here? It's Pashut, he says, Seir v'kol is Rabbanon. But a woman can't, according to the Rav Poskim, a woman can't go with the hair exposed to the level of Daraisa on Gemara. Right? Before Rosh Daraisa. So we're talking about Pshita that Seir is the Rabbanon. No. That Seir B'Yisha ever is the Rabbanon. But the Isser to go with the hair uncovered, and the Isser therefore to sing, for a woman to sing and the men listen to her, could be a Daraisa.
Wait, but you're basing that for our Gemara, which doesn't mention coal. Coal is grouped with general Seir, not Seir of America.
No, I'm disproving what is being said over here. It says, Vils the Pshita, the Seir of the coal, and Fremi Avi Eves, the Rabbanon.
Right.
If he means that the Rabbanon with respect to Kriyashma, Maskin. But if he means that the whole thing is the Rabbanon in the first place, I'm not Maskin. Because Seir is not the Rabbanon in the first place, and neither is coal.
A general seer of more than just a, you know, like a patch recovery.
I'm talking about Perua Rosh Gamma. She's working with her hair completely uncovered.
Right, but he doesn't make that chiluk. He's just talking about general seer. He's talking about general kol. The two people that are grouped together in brachos, not the ones that are the not the.
Correct. Seer and kol. I'm suggesting they're both might be an isad oraisa to expose the hair, expose the voice, and have people looking at the hair, looking at the and hearing the voice. Could be the Raisa. But with respect to the Krishna, the prohibition is the Rabbana. Came there really. Yeah. I understand that's possible. I'm not saying it's impossible to learn that it's the Rabbana. It's possible. It's certainly it's a possibility. But I'm not convinced that it's the Rabbana based upon the Dinam of Krishna. No, it could be the Raisa. With respect to Krishna, it's the Rabbanon. Right? What did I have to say? I told you. Chazal, lo ro, less a cloud, cold ish, and in Krishna. Doesn't mean it's no Isa Lishmoa. Right? Let's take a look at both sides. Yeah.
So it's always an Isser the Raisa to listen to a woman singing. So there's an extra Isser the Rabbanon to listen to it while you're listening to Krishna, when you're saying Krishna. That's what he's saying.
It's a special problem with respect to Kriyashma, known as Kolisha.
There's
always Mr. Darais in Kolisha. Kolisha is applied even when Shalom has Kriyashma. But the Rabbanan said we declare Kolisha to be an Erev. Now, if you mean it, your own wife, that's the most common voice you hear, your own wife singing. She's singing in the house, and you want to say Shema, shh, honey, shah. I want to say Kriyashma. That's in the Rabbanon. Okay, Rabbosai. Didn't we have yesterday under the Ran, the Beyuchas Laran? I just showed it to you yesterday. How did we find it? That was like a separate thing. What was it?
It's under the Ran.
It's under the regular Ran?
Yeah,
Kedusha Ran. It's up here, maybe, perhaps. Shana Bavli, Kedusha Iran Miyuchas. Let's try this. I'm not sure. I think it may be it. We'll see soon. We'll see in a minute. Watch. See if you can find the word coal somewhere in here. No. That's Tanya, correct? Not seeing it. Let's try the real round. Maybe it's the real round. Try again. Anybody? Oh yeah. We discussed this once before, those who remember. Oh yeah, sure, sir. That's the real round. Where is it? It's here somewhere. On this piece, it should say call somewhere in here. Where is it? Where is it?
The ninth line.
Ninth line. Oh! Watch this. Asim edaraisa. The pshit lan hachi misvara. Veshet reyu. Shere afilu kol erva. In the fairish, it's daraisa. Kol erva. It's a bunch of shot. Call Erva. I brought a riot from here. Those who remember, we learned this, what did we learn? Last year, before? I can't remember. That we learned it. That the Ran holds a Chiddush Gadol, that Kol Ishto Nida is Mutter. I arrived from this Ran. We'll come back to a little later on, because the people in Poskim. But in any event, the Poshup Shah in this Ran is that he's talking about Doraisis. Right? The whole discussion, what's Doraisa? Chibuk, Nishik, all these kind of things. It says it's a child of the Raisa. Yichud all talks about it. I feel the call of him. Sanis says, "Did the Raisa?" Aye, Kol B'Yishev is a Rabbanan. Yeah, Kol B'Yishev is a Rabbanan for Kriya Shema. But as far as the use of proper, is it the Raisa? Yeah. Then the Magen Mishnah, go back to what he said. What did the Magen Mishnah say? One more time. Magen Mishnah says, all these things are deraisa. How do you know? Because Rosh HaPeruah Asim in HaTorah. It indicates that the entire Lo Sikavu is a din deraisa. And the Rambam also mentioned, together with Sarah, in the same breath as Sarah, but literally, the same breath as Sarah. What else did the Rambam mention? Come on, you saw it before. What did he say? The Shema Kol Erva Lira Sarah Asim. So the Magen Mishnah is learning that Liro Sarah also that he said the rice of the Sikavu, Pash Tzolz, that the Shmoch of Erva is also the rice of the Sikavu. And it doesn't bother me that Kol Yishtu Erva is the Rabbonim. Two things. The Yisr itself is the Raisa. The din of Kol Yishtu Erva with respect to Krishma, that's the Rabbonim. That's Pash Pshat from this Magen Mishnah. Pash Pshat. What do you mean, afilu? What's the afilu? Not only a mistakel afilu bet spektana shalisha v'iskan as a mixture of the Torah, which is also with the Raisa, presumably. It's going to the Magen Mishnah. Afilu this is also also with the Raisa. That's why it's called an Erva. The Seir is an Erva, according to the Ram, because even if you have to cover area. And so too, Rabosai, so too Kolo. Right, but the Magen Mishnah is proving from the Issa Deraisa for the uncover her hair that if you look at her hair, it's Issa Deraisa. Presume that's the reason why you can't cover it. Why you have to cover it, presumably. Presumably. Now, let's go a little further. Now, what's going on? Watch this. Yes, I'm listening.
Why does Rabbi assume it's a race of your first man through abundance? Smaka smartis and then.
No, but the Magen Mishnah said, I'll go one more time to Magen Mishnah. See what the Rabbi, have the Rabbi memorized? The Rabbi said, look at the Rabbi memorized. Smaka smartis, these things are all sound like they're abundant. That's what I would say. So all this is their abundant. What's the Raisa? Such a close physical contact, that's normally a prelude to beer. That's how we'll come to this, not today, Shia, but we'll come to later this week, Mr. Shem. Kol ha'bo'al erva min ha'rayas derech eivorim. That means he's in bed with this girl, but there hasn't been an actual bia. Chibek v'nishek derek tava. Again, sounds like he's hugging her and kissing her in a way which would be in a lustful way. And v'nenu kirbosa, and enjoying the pleasure of the flesh. Shalik is leading mamish to bia. That's a push-up shot.
That's considered to be derived.
That's and he said derived. Go to Rami, get malchus for it. These other things are much less. Makas mal. I would say this bay should be the rabbanon. That's what I would have said. The smell of some is the raisa. I wouldn't have said such a thing. Okay? Says the Magad Mishnah. He's trying to prove that the Rambam is right and the Ramban is wrong. The Ramban is the one who said that all this old business is only the Rabbana. Right? So how's he going to prove that the Rambam is right? Look. For Amr Biot, the Rosh Perua, she wants him in a Torah. Whoa. What did the law sicker room? Apparently, the Magad Mishnah is learning that the reason why it's also for a woman who's married, maybe in a single going to the Rambam, to expose her hair, Minat Torah, presumably, is because it's leading, it's a come on to a man. So all these other things, you put too much perfume on, it's also a come on to a man. One's about the Chum and Abayas, because they put too much perfume on. So it sounds like it's all included in the Daraisa. I just know Malchus, Malchus Maris, not a circumscribed lav. You know, Bia is very circumscribed. Even what we call the Gia, we'll get to that expression, the Gia, but the Chiba, you know, the word the Gia, never you're going to find it in the Shas. But what you call today the Gia, I'm a showman the Gia, I'm not a showman the Gia. New terms that are being thrown around. No, okay, so that's also somewhat circumscribed.
Wait, showman the Gia isn't a real thing.
The term is not real. Oh. Come on down and say, Issa Daraisa, what they call today the Gia, although, to be honest, the Rama, he described what's usher, may not be describing every last piece of the gear. We'll discuss it. I'll shake a hand. We'll discuss these things. This week, she, you don't know what it is. Tell your friends. This is we're learning service, but this is more. Look, prove that it ties to service. Is it just the Rosh Hashanah and Torah? It all ties to our Daphic service. But I think the Lomach Shavim aside, let's get to the Brachos of Dalas, which relate to service that I am based. That's what we're doing right now. Oh, now it's interesting, Rabbi Osai. Back to the Rambam. Watch this. Hamachamek. Here we go. Achas min arayas shein libo shel adam nokfo aleihem. He hugs a relative that there's no yetzer for her. Or shein nashek li achas min. No yetzer for her. Kisses her husband. Give me examples of arayas. You have no yetzara for. Who wants to give an example? Achoso agdola. A big sister, but a little sister. How much what the word agdola means?
Your father's
wife. Whoa, hold on, slow. Big sister, what's big? She's older by Smith, or she's older than you? Not clear to me. Or Vachos Imo, your mother's sister, or aunt, but your mother's sister. That's not only he's giving as an example, your mother's sister. Vechayotzebet. Three phrases. Meguna biyoser, v'davar asahu, umaisa timshimu. Why is the Rambam saying three things? Shein kreva l'erva klal ben dola ben tana chutz mi'aim lebuna, v'av lebito. That's a very big mitzvah with respect to showing affection to a mother or a daughter. No problem whatsoever. It's a chatchila. And the poskim later say it applies to a grandmother and granddaughter as well. But other, even blood relatives, the Rambam says it shouldn't be done. And if you do it, he throws three names at you. Maguna, Oster, and Tipish. Which one is it? Well, the real title, please stand up. How do you prefer to be called? I both say, Yamot, Hamaguna, Ha-Oster, Ha-Tipish. How do you want to be called up? What's going on? What are three different? What's going on here? What three different things? So the Bach comments on this. Where are we? Where's the tour? Tour. I think the Mefarsh Yer Tour. Bach. Ebenezer. He's bothered by this question. What's going on over here? Will the real one please stand up? There are three different things. Okay. Let's just get rid of. Sorry. Enough breathing space. Let's go back again now. Where were we? Look at the Bach understands the three distinguished titles that the Rambam gives you. Also, Laguna, Tipshin. Where is it? Here we go. Here, look. Bach. Gives all the three. Koloma. Ein liba homa lechavim lechapul nashkan. He has no yetzer of her. Achos of a gadola. Vimkein elo shema no klal. Afilocha reza beguna. Umashma vadai. Vim hoyo libo no kfo aleyen. Vohoyo bechibuk on hano. Pshita di yisura da oraisa ika bekreva zula eva. Oraisa ktana. Lochil katora ba erva bin gola ktana. Al de bestam gadola shen libo no kfo aleyen. Ain't a kreva la erva. Olek yisura dvar Torah. We call Magam Magunahu. Is that Shekhazav? Vadava is an Asur. What is it? Is it Asur, Maguna? What is it? Depends. Asur means Ain Allah Hekha the Liba Nakfo. Because the Pirish, the Liba Nakfo, Shekhrav is Erva Asur Ben Dola Ben Tana. That's Tran the Rambam. That's Tran the Rambam. So there's no Isa Mamish. The kids are Nimrits. That's why it's important to understand. These days, you know, in many families, everyone is becoming. Sister, I have to give her a hug and a kiss, fine. In my opinion, assuming there's no hano, which I assume there isn't, it's not an isser. It's maguna. Okay, it's better not to do it because, you know, today it's your sister, tomorrow it's your girlfriend. Or maybe it's always your girlfriend. You say it's your sister. The old trick. Who's that? Who are you with? That's my sister. So, yeah. You know, the kids are fine. So therefore, it's not really an issue. It's important. So if it's necessary, it's permissible for a sister, for a mother's sister. Doesn't mean it's not a real issue. Precious to Tahara, he quotes from the Sefer Bote Kahuna. Precious to Tahara. It's a high madrega. We should try to be on that madrega if we can. Okay. Fine.
Why wouldn't the Rambam specify that he's dealing with different cases like with each term?
I don't know. You're asking a good question. I do not know. Now, on both sides, someone has to say, what does Rav Moshe say about all this? I told you, look at the Shiver of Moshe. Is it on the Maram Makomos? I don't remember anymore. This is not on. So it should have been on. My bad, as they say. I left it off. A lot of Rav Moshe's Shivers are on. This one was not. My mistake. Igwis Moshe and Orach Chaim Chelik Aleph. Simen Chavov. Read very carefully what it says. It's written in Rabosai a long time ago. Chanukah Tovshin Yud Ches. 57. Yavshlo limchol shliavo ha'horam l'shmoa b'kol zimras ha'tinokos v'lo pirut godol machlekes. They want to come hear their children, little girls, sing. Men. What's it in Shmir? It's called Zemah Pnuyah Torah. Be'i Shmuel says, kol pnuyah mutter shalom b'shas tefila. Bogan Avram. Rak Zemah shetish ish lo olam asr. Okay. Fine. So pnuyah dap b'shein anidah. Prima garden. Zemet be Pnuyah Shlomashas Krishma, Shari, Pnuyah Nida Bechal Ervi, Bar Hetev, the Be'er Sheva, I told you, what I told you before, I couldn't show it to you, I don't have a Be'er Sheva, and I don't even have a Be'er Hetev. That's a real absurd Bar Ilan quirk. Sheva Be'er Sheva, Kosav, Ben Besula, Ben Almana, Usar, Velo Sharia, the Kol Yisrael, Dabas Hatfila. Kavanos and Mashma. Shahu after Besula Tahora. Came the Matlo Sharia, because Ishtel Upolaga, Beis Shmuel. That's why it's so confusing. Be'er Sheva, Beis Shmuel. They're both Beis Shin. But Beis Shin Stam is Beis Shmuel. They're used to it all year long already. Be'er Sheva, we haven't had all year, right? The first time all year, then we have to spell out. Or maybe Beis Aleph Shin, Be'er Sheva. And they can't, otherwise it's total confusion. The Bash argues with the Bash. That's great. Avaladina Rabba Matirin. Ubarachai lo hevi aber heitle hod apologa ber sheva. Mash lo chosh lo adina, machash lo mbots lo tzor from Kamosa. Chen mishle brura, mat a pnuya tar shlo b'shav skrisha. Period. Shmutter, finish shmutter. Therefore, Rabbi should be matter for the fathers to come here, their daughters in kindergarten to sing in the play. Okay, Baruch Hashem. I'm not going to all the riots back and forth. Ah, there's a problem still. Achmash yesh lochush, Mishle brura said, Then a pnuyat mutter, ach lo yechave lehonas mizeh, v'nei shal yavu l'day hira. Ken evshan she yimtsu me'elu shivo l'shmoa she yechave lehonas she'asurin. The kindergarten goes to sing and they have kavana lehonas. Av holach ora yikshan mishnabura. Meho. The libra amorts by day, you bring an amorts with you to check out the girl. Shochiach amagam mishn lak isa bistakos le'levodka. Because you don't know what's going on. You're such a big time at Chacham Joy, you couldn't tell a pretty girl from a not pretty girl. Bring an Amoritz along with you. He said she's pretty, rely upon her. That's what it says to Amoritz. That's what it says.
Oh, I wouldn't go quite that.
That's what it says. Okay. Vishudim hoya yisa lo hoya d'om l'amoritz, ha'mod b'chatev v'shivitz k'chaver, u'may tam l'chosh in shem ha'amoritz, yichav l'honest v'yofyo. And the mashu, the gamba kavon l'honest, like yisa u'kev v'shepniyot ha'ora, like a chet l'amoritz. Because the vodka, the magad mishnah, because of all the tzorach, can't tell, it's not allowed. Okay, preaches. Fine. The honest be called the Pnuyot Torah, and there, sir. The Stakas Nash Ramam, Shigor Mishmias Kolam, Sarach Loma, the Mishnah Brura. Also, the Skav, and the honest be called Pnuyot Torah, the Masha Mutu, the Kach Amoritz, it's only a Choshen Shkav, and the honest. So here too, but now don't have to worry about it. The Afim, here's the very important, this is the key line. The Afim, Yeshem Hanoah Mishmias Kol Shira, very pretty too. Ein la hachshiv ze hanoa mi ha'isha. Di kamo kein am ayam nizame ish. Na mi hoya lem hanoa di shmi ha'shira. Both say in the kindergarten, there's boys and the girls singing. They sound the same. A five-year-old boy, five-year-old girl, even nine-year-old boy, never go. All the high-pitched voices, you know, no difference who's boy or girl. Close your eyes, have no idea what it is. You have no hanoa from the fact that there's a female voice singing. You have enough from the fact that the beautiful voice singing. Male and female is the same. So when Mishabur asked, what? She is Kavan, the honest Mishmir is called Isha. Shezeh Domin, the Mistaka, the Fanisha, the Hotmi, the Rak Zech, Chash, the Hir Chash Mishabur, Rambam, Stagal Derech's Nus. Who Mishmir is called Shah, the Rak Miskavan, the honest Doctor Mishmir is called Isha. But Lo Mishmir is called Shira Biyama, and Isha the same way. Who is Zeh Lochosh? Don't have to worry about it, Rabbi Sain. It's Rabbi Moshe's Makil. Rav Moshe's make on the Shaila, Rav Moshe. It's very important to know that Rav Moshe's Shuvah should make a fight. Should make a fight. Oh.
Until what age?
Until she starts singing, period. What is that age? Approximately 12? Go on the computer now. When do women start seeing a period these days? It goes up and down. It changes by the years. I think it's about 12 years old now. If I'm not mistaken. You know what it is? And from that 12? So from that point on, it's awesome. Not because she's a gadol at 12, because you assume that she's a period of 12. Then you'll say, well, someone had a period of 11. Ah! Rav Moshe talk Asr of 11. I think so be it. Once he says, I think Asr of 11. Was he right over here? Oh, even more than 9. Was he right over here? Oh, here it is. Yesh lehatek sheh bezamos tanas lo yosef ibnos yud alef shah. She's already 11 years old. Right. What does it say? 12? What's the computer say? No? What does it say? It should be a 1 second.
I'm afraid to look it up.
true.
I mean, it could be the dirty things. Okay, forget it. Okay. Good. Stop. Call you off the case. Fine. Now the Gemara, Bosai, we're coming up soon to Chodesh Adar. So that's the next month. All right. So there's a Gemara Masechta Megillah. And those who want to look up this at the safe later on, it's Tov Samach Ches in this beautiful sefer, based on the Gemara Masechta Megillah, Daf Tesvav Amud Aleph. Yes, I'm sorry, John.
According to the National Women's Health Network,
yes.
13.
13?
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay, I'm still Machmer age over the age 12. I'm Machmer over the age 12 for two reasons. One, Rav Moshe was Machmer at 11 because he thought it started at 12. So it took a year, it's Machmer a year before. And then the Moshe's Bas Mitzvah, okay, 12.
Is it like as early as 8?
8? I'm sorry. That's off the bell curve, my friend. I'm not going to discuss the 8. That's off the bell curve.
But aren't there? I thought some people start serving Gia at 9 because for negotiations.
What? Shomene Gia? I know that's a term I don't recognize. We'll see later on exactly what. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. Okay. Oh. Interesting. Tana Rabbanan. Rachel b'shma zinsa, Yael b'kola. I will say, who was paying attention to the Haftarah this past Shabbos? The long, I think it's the longest of all Haftarahs going to be.
Yeah,
very
sure.
Long.
Not starting.
So Yael is a hero. Minashin b'ol tavora. Bein ragleho, it says. Chazal dashma ragleho, she enticed Sisra to Znus, that's why she was able to kill him. Dola Ver Lishma, a whole story. But how did she entice him? You know how? With a voice. She sang for him. Avigail Bishirasa, Michal Bashal Biriyasa. Omer Rav Yitzchak, Kol Omer Rachav Rachav, he says the word Rachav Bishma, it's such a somehow an appealing name. Miyad Nikri, Kalit to carry. Omer Rav Nachman, I know I mean a Rachav Rachav Lo Yichmasli, I can say Rachav, nothing happens to me. Omalei, Ki Kamina, Biyoda Uva Makira. You know who she is, and you're familiar with her. You recognize her. You're friendly with her. Adkan. But that means it's beyond my understanding. But the phrase beyond makira is an important phrase to know. Pasha goes on the entire brisa. Who said so? It was the Tosfos, Rav Moshe, and Sanhedrin. Let's take a look. See if we can find the Tosfos and Sanhedrin. Where are we? The portion. Bobby Rishami, Shonen, Tosfos, Sanhedrin, Mem Hei, coming out. Ela B'mashe and Evroas, that's where the Eitz Hara comes in. I have a hard, dumb, and soul, forgotten the Megillah. Kolom Rachav Rachav Yad Nikri, Hamas Yad Makira. But what is the Mashen of Rose? We're doing anything. And Yetzar El Mashen of Rose. Tells Tosfos learned Pshat that the entire, all four, are only talking about Rabosai, what we'll call Yodo Makira. The whole price is Yodo Makira. Where's the Gemara? Ein Yetzar Hashon of Mashen of Rose. So, Frank Tosfos, the way to. Yoda Makira is different. Let me start crossing things out. I'll be in deep trouble.
Maybe he's also talking about
Rachav. Pashuk is going on the whole thing. That's what he suggests. Let's go a little bit slowly now. Hold on. Slow. This goes against Rav Osai. Against. What exactly did Yael do? Did Yael sing? Or Yael spoke. Take a look. We'll go back to the Gilbert on something I crossed it out already. That wasn't smart. See, I go against myself. The Gilbert. Oh, I'll get a source. What's going on? Ale Bavli Megillah. We had it. It's not. It's off. Bring it back again. I'll look at the links. Mar Shaw. Watch. Watch. Yabakola, the Chsir of Atoma, I love Surah Adoni, Surah. If you paid attention on Shabbos, you remember this passage. Shayadei, Dibura, Vakola, Tova, Sisra, Liznus. It says, Chazal Dash, Ben Raglea, Kora Shacha. Shacha Nozi. It doesn't say Kol Zemer. It's called Dibura. Ah, Rabosai. By Kol Dibura, it's Yoda Makira. But Kol Zemer, not? Not. So therefore, Rabosai, it seems to me, there's no heter to be matter anything, any other makira, the kol zemer. We'll see this who disagrees. Quotes it over here. Achronim. Abavadja. Yabia Omer. The very first chelik. Aruch Chaim Aleph, Siman Vav. He wants to know, Kol Zema Shalisha, gramophone or radio? You know what a gramophone is? An old time record player. Have you ever a record?
Gramophone.
Yeah, have you ever a record?
Yeah.
Heard of it? Who in this world have you even seen a record?
My father's quite.
Oh, yeah? You seen a record? To the floor? That's a kiddish to me. Okay. Oh. Vihine, Kishemaki Resaisha, Sheshomea Kola. Nira de Bavari Esh Lesem Shem Kol B'Yisherba. Because Torah Sanhedrin says, Koloma Rachab Yanikri Yomar Hosod Yodav Makira Atta Umash V'Sh'af She'en Aroa Osa Kemen She'mask Yishmo Bola Dehiru So Tu Shomea Es Kola Shu Torah Sanhedrin Tainas Lems Pshat Yodav Makira means Yodav She'bolel U'Makira She'roa Osa All Makira, all discussion. Masha says, we're all going through all the problem over here. So Rav Avadya seems to say, if it's Yoda Makira, he will have Shemel Kolizia with Shem Makira, so therefore it's prohibited, even if it's on a record. Not only that, once you match with Shemel Kolizia, I feel that ain't no Makira Mayola. He's thinking about it, Rav Avadya. He's thinking, maybe we should have this chumra nifla to ask a kolisha by a woman he never met before. Maybe. It comes out of her body. Maybe. And he's pilpuling back and forth, yes, no, maybe, yeah, bah, huh. At the end of the day, he says, kolisha erva, dafi yoda makira. Ayos, Bekola means called Dibura, the Marsha says. So, Machdina and Dagagoda Shar Noshim, because Zemer, Divina Yoda Makira. He wants to be Makil Pile Ploim, Rav Avadya. He wants to be Makil by a live singing voice of a woman, Yoda Makira, and be Machmir on a record, Yoda Makira. The Fiani is Taiti, should be exactly the reverse. Mamish the Hepach of Avad. I'm sorry to be that's a Avad. You should go to Ador. I'll be exactly the opposite of him. But it's not just me. I believe that the Esnuam Chachma also seems to agree with me. Okay. So he says as follows. Ein lo havi raya mik dibro le kol zemer. So he passes that kol zemer is also if ein yodah makira. And by contrast, kol gramophone should be mutter even if yodah makira. Again, it's the page Tav Ayin. in the safe. What about?
Shouldn't you order a makir make be more chamor in every case?
No. I'm reading to you. Let me read you the words. Page top, iron out. Yeah, B.L.M. says if it's a potty, what's a potty phone? It's also a record player. It's the same thing. Radio. Lanias Naiti Nire. It's called B.I.S.H.A.S. Etzema called Nessa. It's welcome to Hakil. It's not a voice. It's not a voice. Shlomo Zalman talks about even a microphone. It's not really her voice. He wants to be mata even a microphone. Kavachomer. So, hold on. Patience. Chazal asked it. If you make a kosher to a computer, we're not going to be kosher to the hearer. So too, if it's called a kli, he suggests. And he wanted to make a lemaister. Isa Shmuel Kol Erev is the Rabbanon. He suggests Rov Poskim. I'm not sure what the Rov Poskim are. That's all pasha to me. It can be Makil. It can be Makil. Where did it happen to him? He was in the army. I read you. Nitkal Tiabei Pimim Batzava. Page Tafayin Gil. Tiruchad Imezi Karon, etc. Tikasim Sharot Nashim Derek Mikrofon. Vadayim erv shalim on a milishtafas because elu matov. But if the bachurim datiim will walk out, togea adavu bichlal tzibur, matzav and koshim, you can't avoid it. Just stay far away. You only hear the microphone. Then we can be making with respect to kol b'isha erva in this kind of a situation. Then he says, footnote 130. I think this is completely correct. The shitasa lavanasias hametzius. He's right. That's why when he got away, I tried not to use a microphone to make the brachas, because Rav Shlomo Zalman said. He said, what do you mean? The 10 people standing next to you. I don't even hear myself. I had the microphone because it's so loud. However, despite the shtickle Torah of Osai, then he quotes Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah said, if you try to distract yourself, you shouldn't, be involved. So he wants to be makil in such a circumstance, even with respect to a microphone, as opposed to someone who is intently listening to the singer and wanting to enjoy her voice. That is not Michael. Even though it's only coming from a membrane and a microphone, etc., etc., etc. It's only Michael in combination with the Rabbeinu Yonah for someone who's not trying to focus on the voice. It's interesting. The Sevikol Hatznei Aleches by Rabbi Ellenson, the Born of the Roch. He writes that there were some rabbis in Europe who used to go to the opera. What's the heter? This is his heter. He says, there's no microphone. I don't know if they had a microphone in the old days in Europe. I don't know when the microphone started becoming popular. The word is, the Easter of Kolisha is because of the Sikibu Legalos Erevim. There's an expression. It ain't over till the fat lady sings. Is that correct? That's still in there? That means in the opera, right? You're singing the bleachers, 100 feet up in the air. And this paparazzi Italian opera fat singer is surrounded by 10, 55 bodyguards. What kind of sick of the gala server? You're going to go near, you're going to shock. So therefore, they were relying on Europe on certain leniencies. It's not shy of sick of them. They were making. In my opinion, you have to make a low plug and ask for it anyway. Answer it anyway. The one place you go to the opera house where it's Eino Yoda Makira and you're in the bleachers and so high up. From the opera house to the camp playhouse is a very quick step. And in certain summer camps, to this day, in other camps in previous years gone by, they had the 20-year-old girl singing the lead role in the Broadway show. All the men would come and listen. With or without a mic. I don't need a mic. It's, you know, not a camp of 10,000 people. And even with a mic, in my opinion, it's us. I distinguish between a mic and a tape or a record or a patiphone, gramophone, CD, whatever you want to call it. That's a different story. That's totally not our voices. It was done, it was pre-recorded. But a live voice, even if you're using a microphone, number one, that everyone agrees from Shlomo Zalman. They've been to a wedding recently, they use a microphone for all the brachas? Absolutely. Most rabbanim don't listen to me. They use a mic. Rav Moshe says maybe B'shas HaTzchak can use a mic for the Megillah. Chazon Ish may hold that way. So we have to be machmor like that shita, at least as far as Kalish is concerned, and not rely upon this heter whatsoever. Yes, what's your question?
There's a new thing, I guess, probably not so new, about 5 years old, where a lot of concerts, the music's actually all recorded, and the person's just what they call lip syncing.
Really? So everyone can go.
So even to the...
I don't think it's why they pay so much money.
It's the atmosphere.
It's because the other priest was on stage.
That's another thing. They're not dressed.
But okay. From Croatia, that's not a problem.
It's pre-recorded, in my opinion. It's permissible. I'm talking about, as we'll get to later on, I'm talking about the singing something which is decent. Whether it's Zmiris, which we'll get to later. I'm way behind. Rabosai, I'm trying to go fast, but I don't know to finish Kalisha today. Forget it. I only have 3 minutes. I can't finish Kalisha today. But we'll get to tomorrow, Shir. What about Kalisha with Zmiris? Even if she's not singing Zmiris, she's singing what they used to sing in camp, the Broadway shows from the 50s, I don't know, Rogers and Hammerstein. That's gone. They're all love songs. Those love songs are mostly more kosher than today's anything. In my opinion, it's also to list the code Ish, is my name. And you say, how do I know? I haven't heard this ever. I don't know. My radio is on the all news station. Once I went in a taxi, coming back from Eretz Yisrael, I always try to go in my own car, I don't want to go with taxis. Once I got stuck, I took a taxi, and they have this, I'm not such a big tzaddik. The guy's playing the music in the front. I don't want to turn it off. He's hardly even communicating. The guy doesn't know English. but the radio station is playing English. Mamish, Kol Ish. Such overt, no, but overt, Mamish. I don't know what happened at halftime yesterday, basically. But it is Mamish. Yes.
I just backtracking. I'm not entirely sure I got the Marsha. I thought the implication of Marsha is that Yidur Makira is a chumra in all cases. Isn't he saying
Yodah Makira is a limitation only by Kol Dibur, but by Kol Zmiras it wouldn't matter Yodah Makira. That's what
it wouldn't matter in that it's not a...
Usher anyway. Absolutely. Allah Chomai, stop slamming. Usher. Usher.
So then I don't understand the chiluk that by recording. It doesn't matter. No.
If it's a recording, it's not Kolish at all. It's a call of a radio. I'll say a microphone is the same thing. Shtetcher was for done. Number one, the microphone, according to some posts, it really is that voice. Some of them make it for McGillan, for Abdullah, and all kinds of people who make it. I don't agree with them, but they have to take their opinion into account. And number two, when it comes, we said that Kolish is a sick of the Gala server. Efshelahashmos, a microphone where you see the person singing, as in your mind is singing right at you, as opposed to a tape recorder, a CD. And no comparison whatsoever. I will say, in little lechadish gzeres me'atzmeinu. It's not a gzeres me'atzmeinu. Number one, I said to you before, something with the microphone is your voice mamish. And number two, if not, it's from the perspective of those sikravu, you have to talk tachlis. Tachlis, it's as if the microphone is not there. What's the difference if the microphone is there or not? The same little sikravu over here, it's not a new gzeres. I would say it's part of the same gzeres coalition. I'm not at all happy with the microphone heter, as opposed to the gramophone heter, which I think is a good heter. We're both out of time. Tomorrow we'll try to finish up the sugya of Kol Isha Erevah. And the next sugya, Rabosai, is separation of men and women in shul and all other kinds of activities. That's going to make this seem like nothing.